This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dean, Dylan and Venus.
This is Mad Wednesday, as that lovely gentleman Jason said. It is such a great show we've been having.
But it has been way too much fun. I'm really down for it.
I kind of feel puffed out.
I always have a hoot every time I'm here.
Oh, Lisa, man, you're always a hoot.
Oh, you're Josh. A hoot and nanny.
But talking about Spiker, well, I mean, what a segue.
Okay, Nick Hollis, calm down, Beyonce. We've got President of the Melbourne Spikers, Dr. Vino, in here. Now,
you have to wait for your applause.
I love it. I haven't had applause like that in ages.
And you won't get it for a while.
Melbourne Spikers are Spikers are Melbourne's inclusive volleyball team. And Dylan, didn't you go to training for them with the lovely
Two
Jason?
2 weeks, and I felt very sore the next day.
How did you find the physicality of volleyball?
I'm terrible playing volleyball. I've discovered that, and thank you. But I did talk. It was great content for 2 weeks.
So. There you go.
I mean, but clearly not for today.
No. I've got an opinion that it doesn't matter what you do as long as you can get a good story out of it.
Yeah. I mean, I did like it.
Well, you know, you tried.
Yeah, I'm not cut out for volleyball. What are your tips for the game?
Oh, look,
hit the ball over the net.
Over the net. Try not to hurt yourself or anybody else. Have a look around and make sure there's a safe space around you if you're challenged in terms of time and space. But otherwise, just enjoy it. Have fun.
I mean, I thought you'd come up with a fun answer, but you've gone straight
in. I know, right? I dove straight in. Sorry.
Whoa.
Yeah. And no Top Gun references, nothing.
I know, come on.
Shoot for the sky.
My tip is if there's 10 minutes left of training, just go to the bathroom because that will eat up a lot of the time.
So you were just hiding in the bathroom training, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah.
I was.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
Live tweeting it.
I mean, sport, it's not for everyone.
No. But hey, something I'm good at, despite the previous segment that we had, is trivia.
Yes, yeah. Now because the Melbourne Spikers are doing a trivia night this Saturday night, and that sort of raised money for them going to the gay games in Paris, isn't it?
Yeah, so our fundraiser, it is a really fun night, and it is about raising money to help everyone go over to Paris for the gay games in next month, but also obviously helps with the general running of the club and being able to be sustainable over time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we were there last year, Dean.
Am I too serious? I feel like I'm too serious.
Like, wow. Okay. I just need you to
coming out
unclench.
The informal.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what it is? I'm not wearing my baseball cap.
Oh, okay.
No.
So do you
That's
feel
what
like,
it
hey,
is. It's
do
really
we want,
weird.
We can just put something on your head?
Do it.
Okay. But more importantly, okay. Much better.
Lisa's scarf's
got on his head. Problem solved.
Not without my Spikers.
Without my Spikers.
Oh, my God.
So Dean and I was there last year, and Lexi Gaga was also one of our hosts last year. And to this day, we talk about it.
It was the funnest night.
The funnest. We had so much fun. So when it came for a chance to us to reunite and do it all again, we were all like, yes, and sign me up now.
And unlike other trivias I do, we just have to rock up and be entertaining. We didn't even have to make the trivia.
Oh,
which
know.
Is so much fun, which makes it 10 times more fun for all of us. It
must be such a reprieve for you.
Speaking of which, I better start the trivia for tonight at some point. But, yes, so this Saturday, there's the Euro Trip Spikers Trivia. Every single year you do a theme.
Yeah, we love it with
the jungle. What else have you had?
We've had Spikers on Safari. We've had Back to School. We had a Euro Trash Trivia Night a few years ago.
And I have always made sure to commit to the costume.
You have. You've done really well.
Yeah.
You've done really well.
How are you going to dress up for Euro Trip?
Well, now this is, well, as baguette. Oh, my God. Now I might be coming.
Hey, don't baguette if you don't try it.
No, she didn't.
All right, and now, Dylan, I'm going to need to go to a costume shop and send you a few ideas. Clearly, Dylan is going to be, it might have to come along and join in all the
I'll
fun.
I'll be the cheese.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No. Fondue, Jane Fondue.
One step too far. All right. Anyway, yeah, so it's a fun, fabulous trivia night. It's always completely packed. It's always a hoot.
It is a lot of fun. Yeah.
And you have lots of themes. Are there questions in regard to the themes as well?
Look, the night is themed, but the questions are just general knowledge stuff so that we've put together. We want everyone to enjoy it, have fun. It is a trivia night, but we don't want everyone to, like, rack their brains for the whole night. Yeah. We want them to drink, have fun, enjoy the people that are around them, enjoy the theming as well. So we've got a bit of fun with that. We've had some prizes donated in terms of the best dressed, so there's people always go above and beyond when it comes to the dress up theme. So
I think that's why you got me to host, so that I can't keep winning it.
Yeah, exactly right. You're exactly right.
For the jungle theme one, I was in a leopard skin tight suit and painted my face. What was the other one?
I have no doubt about anything. He finishes it, I'm like, yep, that's tea.
Yeah. I'm always that little bit extra.
You are heaven. It's what we love about you.
And so is everyone else. But at a Spikers event, what you've got to realise, I'm not the only one going on. Everyone dives into the theme.
Yeah. We had some crazy outfits last year. We had someone dressed as the Golden Snitch from
high school theme.
We had
someone take their role as Rizzo a little too seriously. Trying to bang everyone in the toilet.
I forgot about that.
Yep.
Yeah. So the deal with it is we're having a fun trivia night that is happening this Saturday night. It's the Eurotrip Spikers Trivia Night, and all funds are raising money to help the Spikers maintain their nets and balls and things.
Yep, all that sort of stuff.
And their skirts.
Oh, no, we're very professional at Melbourne Spikers. We play in shorts and proper uniforms. Lovely. And no, we don't really. It is about, you know, getting having the club function week to week and keeping it as accessible as we can to as many people as we can.
I was told when I played for the Spikers, trained with them, slip-on shoes that I bought from Target for $10 were not appropriate for playing. Is that true?
Yeah, very true. Very true, yeah. We don't want you to hurt yourself. That's all. We're very conscious of this one. There is only so much you can do for some people, but at least we can inform and educate.
Welcome to Mad Wednesday. That's literally our mantra.
If I had a dollar for every time somebody said that to me.
So it's happening this Saturday night at the Malvern Town Hall. It's from 7 o'clock. And if not only a fun night of trivia where you can win some fantastic prizes, lots of great entertainment. You've got Lisa Mann.
Yes.
Lexi Gaga.
Yes.
Some other poof. Yeah. Which is me.
Gina Curie.
Which is me. And also just a whole heap of fun. I honestly, the amount of fun
I'm so pumped for it.
The night wasn't over and we were already saying, we'd totally do this again. Like, just please let us know.
Yeah.
Because it is such a hoot. Come along, get a table together, grab your friends, grab your family, and just come and have a really great time.
Absolutely.
Excellent. So why don't we... Why don't you stick around? But before you head off, do you have a favourite Cher song,
Seb? Strong Enough.
Ooh.
Is that even the title?
Look, it's good, but I don't agree.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.